You're listening to Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Veronica Rickard. Coming up tonight after 7, it's the Moth Radio Hour with a special show featuring stories from Australia. A writer and her daughter move from Aboriginal land to an impoverished community, and a lonely man befriends an orphan monkey. That's tonight after 7 here on the Ideas Network.
First, a group of prominent Republican women have joined forces to boost Donald Trump's chances of winning Wisconsin in the November presidential election. The new Wisconsin Women for Trump coalition includes Republican Party leaders like former Lieutenant Governor Margaret Farrow and State Senators Alberta Darling and Mary Lozick.
The move comes amid Trump's lagging poll results in Wisconsin, particularly among women. According to the most recent polls, he trails Hillary Clinton by 24 points among registered women voters and 31 points for likely women voters.
Lily Gorin is with us now. She's a professor of political science and global studies at Carroll University in Waukesha. Her books include Women and the White House and Mad Men and Politics. Lily, welcome back.
Thanks for having me on today.
At a press call yesterday, members of this new Wisconsin Women for Trump chimed in on their support for Donald Trump. Here's a listen.
I'm so excited to be throwing my support to Donald Trump, along with some of Wisconsin's finest leading ladies. Wisconsin's enthusiasm for Donald Trump is increasing on a daily basis. America needs to change direction, and Trump is a candidate to do that.
Judy Marshman, former president of the Wisconsin Federation of Republican Women. So looking at poll results, Lily, are we seeing any kind of uptick in support, as far as we can measure it, for Donald Trump in Wisconsin and especially among women?
Well, I haven't seen a dramatic shift of late. And, of course, this group is only, what, a day or two old. So we haven't had a new poll since they were established. But Donald Trump was weaker, you know, than Ted Cruz during the election in the primary season in the winter. And Cruz obviously carried the state, and Cruz also did a lot better than Trump did with regard to women in the state of Wisconsin during the primary season as well. So in comparison to the primary, obviously Trump has some work to do in Wisconsin. And then in general, you know, this has been sort of an ongoing issue with regard to Trump's polls, not only in Wisconsin, but across the country, that he isn't carrying women very strongly in a lot of different places.
Is there typically a big gender gap between Democratic and Republican presidential candidates? And how does Donald Trump compare to the norm in a presidential election?
Well, the polls that I've been seeing show a greater gender gap than we've seen in the past. The tendency is that there has been a gender gap. I think this goes back to about Reagan in 80 and 84. But what you're seeing now is or at least the polls are showing sort of a more pronounced gap in the double digits in particular, with regard to Trump versus Clinton, not only in state-level polls, but also in national polls.
A question that keeps coming up lately is how much in politics is partisan affiliation, which party a voter is a part of, the candidate is a part of, versus the characteristics of the individual candidates themselves. What does this election now with Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton as the standard bearers tell us anything about that question?
Well, I think you can see if you dig into a number of these polls that both Trump and Clinton have fairly high negatives. And so if only one of them had fairly high negatives, then you could sort of say that, you know, that was pulling the candidate, that particular candidate down. But their negatives are almost on par with one another. And so what that does is, to some degree, it evens the playing field. So then it becomes the question of, you know, if you want to start parsing into the polls with regard to gender, race, and so forth, then you can you see some of these splits, very sort of pronounced splits, between where Hillary Clinton is galvanizing support with women, with African Americans, with Hispanic Americans, and where Trump is galvanizing support predominantly with white men.
Talking to Lily Gorin from Carroll University, looking at Donald Trump's prospects here in Wisconsin, a new effort among Republican women in particular to drum up support for Trump. Lily, we look at a lot of different voting blocks, especially during presidential elections. With women, I mean, that's, you know, just over half the population. Does it make sense in a lot of ways to talk about women as a voting block or an interest group in a presidential election?
Well, I mean, I think, you know, obviously not all women think the same way, not all men think the same way, you know, not all Christians think the same way. So, you know, you do have these kind of really broad categories that you're talking about when you start talking about gender, half the population, slightly more. But when you do see poll results that are indicating, you know, such dramatic shifts, or, you know, sort of separations between men on one side or women on the other, then that may be cause for paying a little bit more attention to, you know, is this a group that for whatever reason is voting alike, even across, say, age, income bracket, and so forth.
So with an effort like this Wisconsin Women for Trump Coalition, some prominent Republican women in the state, is this something that can give Donald Trump cover in a way among women voters that might help him move the needle?
Well, I mean, I don't know if it's per se to give him cover. It's an advocacy group, and so the women who are part of this group are, you know, are going to be out there in the media and in forums, local and across the state, you know, advocating for the Trump candidacy, and so they're, you know, they've come together as a group based on their you know, sort of biological sex, but at the same time, what they're saying is, you know, as a group, we are women who are supporting Donald Trump, and that's how they're, you know, also advocating to others that, you know, perhaps there is a avenue where others can follow them, as it were.
Moving more broadly to the election as a whole, what are Donald Trump's chances here in Wisconsin as we look at the polls right now?
The polls are not strongly in favor of Donald Trump at the moment, from what I've seen. The most recent Marquette poll, which already is, you know, about 15 days old, I think, is the most recent one that I saw. And again, Trump lost to Ted Cruz. Cruz got 48% of the Republican vote in the primary. And so Trump, to some degree, is starting from a bit of a deficit because he didn't carry the state initially. This is one of Ted Cruz's best performances during the primary season. And it was a difficult one for Trump. He did spend time in Wisconsin. So did Cruz, and so did a lot of their surrogates. But it was, you know, it was a state that he didn't do very well in. So he needs to sort of draw the Republican Party of Wisconsin with him. And he's in a situation also where he's, you know, been antagonistic towards Paul Ryan. He and Scott Walker have generally been, you know, fairly friendly when Walker was in the, you know, was running for president. But one of the reasons why Walker indicated he left the field when he did was so that people would potentially galvanize against Trump. And so there's been some tension between Trump and a lot of elected Republican officials in Wisconsin.
Now, we see this Wisconsin women's group, this Republican group, trying to advocate for Trump, especially for women voters. This is something that has already been an issue on the Democratic side, ads run, just replaying Donald Trump's comments regarding women, Megyn Kelly and others. Is this something that you see being a cudgel for Democrats against Donald Trump, trying to widen that gender gap even more?
Well, I have a feeling that, you know, we'll probably see more of the ads where they're, you know, using Donald Trump's own words, which were some of the ads that were also used during the primary season, to advocate for people not to vote for him and to vote for Hillary Clinton or, you know, Gary Johnson. And so Trump has, you know, in public made a lot of these comments. He he stood on the debate stage and made comments with regard to Carly Fiorina. He has made a lot of comments that some people do find really problematic with regard to women and to some degree how they look and how they act and so forth.
Lily Gorin is with us. She's professor of political science and global studies at Carroll University in Waukesha. Tune in Tuesday at the same time. We're going to talk with Lily about how Hillary Clinton's campaign is doing here in Wisconsin.
Right now, we're talking about the Trump campaign in Wisconsin and what Donald Trump would need to do to win the state. And we want to hear from you on this. So if you're a woman, are you likely or unlikely to vote in November? And what does Donald Trump need to do to be successful in Wisconsin, especially among women voters? You can call us at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Or email your thoughts to talk@WPR.org. We'll continue our conversation in just a bit here on Central Time.
This is Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret.
Veronica Rickert. We're continuing our conversation about Donald Trump's standing in the Badger State and what he needs to do to win here in November. What do you think? Does Trump have your vote this election or not? And do you think he's becoming more or less appealing to women voters? What do you want to hear from the candidate? Call us at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234 or post on the Central Time Facebook page.
Lily Gorin stays with us. She's professor of political science and global studies at Carroll University in Waukesha. We're looking at the Trump campaign next Tuesday. By the way, she'll be back with us to look at Hillary Clinton's efforts here in Wisconsin. We'll go to our callers now with Jerry in Armstrong Creek. Jerry, hi.
How are you doing?
Good. What do you think?
Well, I think this movement is more about making sure that women voters actually come out and vote so they don't lose the U.S. Senate race and the state Senate, lose seats there, and possibly even some in the assembly. Because if these women are so disgusted with Trump that they don't vote, it's a good chance they may swing the Senate back being Democratic.
Jerry, thanks a lot for that call. Lily, Jerry describing what I imagine is a nightmare for Republican leadership in the country, that not only could they lose the presidential race, but Donald Trump could make typically Republican voters stay home, and they could be losing a lot of down-ballot races as well.
Yeah, I mean, this, I think, is a broad-based concern, and I think it's been one that sort of been an undercurrent and now is more, an overt discussion throughout the primary season and now into the general election, that there are a lot of vulnerable Senate seats, including the seat that Ron Johnson holds in Wisconsin. And there is a lot of concern with regard to whether or not Trump will be a drag on the Republican ticket if the poll numbers continue to go in the direction that they have been for the last couple of weeks, that he may pull down other Republicans with him. There is definitely advocacy on a variety of fronts to make sure that Republicans come out and vote whether or not they're supportive of Trump.
Jerry, thanks for the call. We'll go next to Rosemary in Cumberland. Hi.
Hi.
What do you think?
I'm not okay with Trump. If he becomes president, he's going to set everything that women have worked for in the past 60 years. You know, my mother and my grandmother, they're going to set us all back. It's going to go back to the husband owning the women. I blows my mind that women are okay with him and want to vote for him and want him to become president. He made a comment on the television a few weeks ago that if women have abortions, they will be fine, but the man won't. How is that okay? That's not how things work. And I don't understand why it's okay, why women find him okay in Wisconsin, of all places.
Rosemary, thanks a lot for the call. And Lily, at least according to the polling that we've seen so far, a new poll coming out next month from Marquette University, I think many women don't find Donald Trump fine in Wisconsin.
Yeah, he did better. I believe he did slightly better, very slightly better during the primary. Now, he did about the same with Cruz. Comparatively, Cruz carried 48% of the men and 48% of the women, and Trump carried 35% on both counts during the primary. And so the primary should, you know, indicate, again, that there was not a huge amount of love for Trump at that time. And the poll numbers that we're seeing from Marquette are also indicating that Trump has some work to do with regard to men and women supporting him during the fall election.
Is gender a bigger issue in this election than usual, A, because of things like what Rosemary was saying about Donald Trump there, but also on the other side of the ballot is a person who could be the country's first female president?
Yeah, you can't really say that gender isn't something that is involved in this election with Hillary Clinton on the ballot. And again, you know, 8 years ago we had Sarah Palin in the vice presidential slot running with John McCain. And so you also had an overt discussion to some degree at that point as well. And Hillary Clinton had run in the primary in 2008. But I do think that, you know, just based on who's on the ballot, this has come forward, as well as there's a lot of discussion about, you know, how the campaigns are operating and what the sort of narratives and the themes of the campaigns are, that also plays into sort of discussions of gender within the campaign and the election season.
Talking to Lily Gorin from Carroll University, talking about Donald Trump's prospects here in Wisconsin, especially among women with a new group, Wisconsin Women for Trump, kicking off yesterday. Still time for your call at 800-642-1234, especially interested in hearing from women who typically vote Republican. Are you lining up for Trump? Are you not? Why or why not? Call 800-642-1234. Back to our callers now. Art is with us in Sturgeon Bay. Art, hi.
Hi, good afternoon. Yeah, I think Trump is actually going to have an easier time of it than people are estimating that he will. And I think a lot of it has to do with Hillary and creating the mess for herself that she has. And as time goes on and more information comes out about the Clinton Foundation and the email scandals and the pay-for-play that's been going on forever with the Clintons and just how crooked they really are, I think more and more women, I think women are just less likely to trust somebody who's dishonest and proven themselves to be dishonest. And I think that, you know, first woman thing, that doesn't bother me, but just not this woman. And I think more women are going to start to realize just who she really is.
All right. Thanks a lot for the call. One word he said there, Lily, was that these stories have been out there forever. Is anything going to happen? I mean, we don't know what will come out, but if we keep seeing the same steady drumbeat of email and Clinton Foundation related stories we have that haven't changed the polls that much, as far as we can tell, are they going to change between now and November?
I mean, it's possible that they might, and it is a sort of, as Art, you know, noted, as you said, that there's the constant drumbeat, which contributes to the narrative with regard to Hillary Clinton being corrupt. But at the same time, this has been sort of going on with regard to both Bill and Hillary for, what, over 30 years now that they've been in the national spotlight. So I'm not necessarily sure that it will have a dramatic impact. But, you know, Hillary Clinton's negatives with regard to how people perceive her are a result also of that going on for 30 years.
Thanks for the call. We'll go next to Marcia with us in Appleton. Marcia, hi.
Hi. Thank you for letting me be on the show. My concern and thought is that women have issues with trust. And once they've lost their trust in a man, they are very unlikely to get it back. Sometimes we doubt ourselves, but yet we do not trust a man that has been insulting to us. And I think that's been a big issue.
Marcia, thanks for the call. So she's saying women have lost trust in Donald Trump. I don't know if that this is true of women voters more than men voters, Lily, but are we at a stage in the election where if people have turned against, say, Donald Trump, they're probably not going to turn back?
Well, I mean, we're not probably quite there, but we're getting close as we, you know, sort of are nearing Labor Day. And, you know, and these two candidates also, Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump, have been public figures for most of their adult lives. So most voters have name recognition of them, have some idea of who they are. And to some degree, they have drawn a variety of conclusions already. And so, you know, it may be over the course of the next
sort of 8 weeks or 10 weeks that we, you know, we see a bit more of the candidates themselves. But the, you know, polling experts would suggest that we may have reached as an electorate, we're sort of settling into where we think we're going to be on election day.
So if we don't know them by now, we're never going to know them at all, to quote the song. So given that, Lily, given that we know these candidates pretty well, we know why, in many cases, we don't like one or both of them. What, as we wrap up, is going to be the focus of a Donald Trump campaign in Wisconsin to try to win us over here?
Well, I mean, I think what you've seen with regard to Trump since the convention in particular is that he is articulating or giving a little bit more flesh to some of the policies that he's advocating for, although sometimes some of that's a little bit confusing. This week, I'm a little bit more confused as to where he is on immigration debates. But that, you know, the candidates themselves, we know them as candidates. Is there something that they can tell us that might change our mind? It may have to do with policy prescriptions. And, you know, and again, how they continue to operate on the campaign trail as well.
Lily, thanks as always for joining us.
My pleasure.
That's Lily Gorin, professor of political science and global studies at Carroll University in Waukesha. She'll be with us again at the same time on Tuesday. We've been focusing on the Donald Trump campaign here in Wisconsin. We'll take a closer look at Hillary Clinton's efforts here in the state. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Veronica Rickert. You're listening to Central Time on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.